everybody. Welcome to Spoiler Mode. We all watched Andor, and we're going to talk about it. No holds barred. Mm-hmm. No holds barred.
No holds barred.
S and then an ED.
No holds are barred in this wrestling match.
Yeah. All holds are allowed. Yes.
Yes. Does that come from wrestling?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
No holds barred. Falls count anywhere.
What have you done?
I'm sorry to everyone's ears. We are barring no holds. Yes. Also, this is live for the first time, so check us out in the future if you're watching this later. But this is your final warning, because spoiler mode starts right now.
Spoiler mode. Final warning. Spoiler mode activated.
Andor, dude.
Mm-hmm. Andor, dude.
Holy shit, dude.
Andor is one of
Star Wars.
It's not just a good Star Wars. It's one of my favorite TV shows I've ever seen.
We can start there. Sorry. It's just a good ass show.
Yes.
It's at its core a good television
good
show.
Good political drama. You know what I watched last night in celebration of Andor?
Michael Clayton. Are you serious? I was joking. What?
Tony Gilroy. Dude.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Michael Clayton, dude.
Fuck, dude.
4 days earlier.
The needle into the toe, dude.
Yeah, so oh my intense. God. The car explosion, the horses. He loves his son,
this
dude.
This is not a Michael Clayton
Sorry. This is not
so
a
Michael Clayton.
Relevant, though. Tony Gilroy.
Relevant. Tony Gilroy, creator.
Yes.
This Andor, dude, straight up.
Oh, also Nicholas Britell, the composer, who also slayed the theme for Succession.
Oh, hell
yeah.
Boom, boom. Dude, I legitimately drive around listening
it
to this Succession
so
theme.
Good.
It goes so hard.
He put
so
his
hard.
Whole Britussi into the... Yeah.
This is now a combo Michael Clayton Succession spoiler mode. No, Andor, dude, succeeded in something I didn't know was possible. It brought me back in, dude.
Same.
I was so burnt by last Rise of the Skywalker that I was just out.
Yeah.
I was done with Star Wars, especially after Book of Boba Fett.
Oh, yeah.
Especially after Obi-Wan was kind of lackluster.
Boba Fett was whatever. So
it was good, but good wasn't enough.
Good's not enough.
For Obi-Wan, yeah.
Like if you're gonna like recontextualize the last battle between Obi-Wan and Vader.
If you're gonna put Ewan McGregor on a
High
Star Wars
stakes.
Set, it better be fucking good.
You're bringing Hayden Christensen off the farm, it better be worth it.
Yeah, you're bringing Hayden Christensen out of a retirement, away from his wife and children.
Yeah. I didn't really care for Obi-Wan. Kind of a waste.
Yes, exactly.
Kind of a waste.
Well, that's the thing about this show is when they announce the show, I was like, dude, this is the most unnecessary thing.
Yeah.
And
it's just not, who
cares? I think the whole subject matter is, it's not needed, but I think how they executed it, what's really counts.
Yeah.
Like, the whole arching story, like, I didn't need to know about all this, but it is good.
Right.
Where I'm like, cool, I'm glad you made this. You made me like Andor more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I've talked about this Rogue One, I thought Rogue One was boring as fuck. But, Andor, good. And I like
Andor
good.
Andor, good.
I'll tell you why I like Andor, good. And I like Andor because he fucking just shoots people.
Yes.
Me and Mike always make fun of because he's always fucking like sketched out of his mind.
That's one of my favorite things.
Andor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's constantly terrified.
Who told you?
So fine.
Who told you?
Do you know that? Send me your phone number.
Well, here's the thing.
You told him my name?
Oh my God.
Sorry.
He spat upon me.
The Andor successfully, contextualizes and makes real the war. Like, the Empire versus the Rebellion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It, boots on the ground reality of this universe more than possibly any of the mainline Star Wars ever have.
Go ahead.
Well, before we were just supposed to kind of trust that the Empire was bad. It's like, they're bad because they're bad.
Yeah.
But now we're like, oh no, they're super Nazis.
No,
they are way worse.
Yeah.
Yes. It's seriously, this show on Disney Plus made the sacred original trilogy better in my mind.
Better in my mind.
No other Star Wars has done that. Prequels, sequels, spinoffs, whatever.
The
this
prequels...
show has directly
elevated the original trilogy
and
because of the way it deals with the Empire.
Tried to get into this sort of stuff, like with like Senate stuff and things. And I applaud them for the attempt. Like I see what he was going for, and I like it. This succeeds in that much better, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
And it gives context because the original trilogy, which I love to pieces, obviously, it's like
10 out of 10.
It's to me now. It's like this. That and like season one of Mandalorian are like the best three Star Warses.
Yeah.
And like the original trilogy, though, it's archetypal. It's a space fantasy. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's not sci-fi,
you know, it's hero's journey.
Yeah.
Whereas this is like hard political sci-fi.
West Wing.
Yeah. And it's like so successful.
Or like Four Lions, like, you know, the Odyssey of a Suicide Bomber, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Also, we'll get into it and we'll talk about all the specifics, but I think that this show is shocking in its structure and how it still succeeds.
Three episodes at a time.
Where it's a four act play, basically, where it's like Andor dealing with killing the cop, Andor dealing with the heist, Andor dealing with being in jail, Andor dealing with starting the rebellion. And it's just like
the best arcs,
but like it's
ever.
All personal. It's all it's so good.
Low stakes, but at the same time, so high.
The
stakes
have never been higher.
Because
yeah.
it's like one dude's journey, but then it's like, oh wait, they're like building shit for the Death Star.
Yeah.
And like that you can only know. Yeah. Speaking of the Death Star, did you see the post credits?
Yes, the post credits. Okay. I mean, I figured what they were building had to be something bad, but it was just like, okay.
That was cool.
Talking about stakes too, it's so hard ever since like Walking Dead and Game of Thrones specifically. They really changed the way main characters and supporting characters could be killed off. They really changed the game. And over the years, I feel like death on TV shows has been really hit or miss with like some people have plot armor, some people will just be killed for shock value and it has no impact. Yeah. And I really
Game of Thrones for better or worse kind
of. Yeah. And I really like the way they did it in Andor. Everyone felt vulnerable. People went down and it still mattered. I was still surprised. Like when you think about the heist, it's like, oh, okay, it was like a heist and everyone went down, of course, but like when you were watching it, like when I was watching it, I had no idea these people were going down.
Yeah. No,
you have
I did on some of them.
You have
the guy writing in his fucking poetry.
He had to go.
A great misdirect because I was like, okay, this guy's gonna die, but like not everyone else, but like everyone was.
I thought everyone was going to.
Oh, okay, they got me. They got
me. Well, but what's nice about that? There's some nice dramatic irony here because, like, in a less deftly handled show, knowing that Andor makes it to Rogue One would make this show more boring.
Oh yeah,
but it's just like because we don't know who anybody else is. And we know where he's got to end up. It makes it thrilling because you're like, okay, how does this guy go from only caring about himself to trying to save the entire galaxy?
Yeah.
Like, and it's so cool. Also, Luthien is the coolest dude ever.
Fucking Stellan
His
Skarsgård.
Fucking ship, dude. When he like
shoots the
double lasers off the side of his
and
ship,
and he like just shoots a bunch of like detritus
on
the back of it,
chaffs a whole fucking like spy.
So and he was like, oh yeah, I'm trying to figure it out.
And he's like flipping switches to like.
He's like, oh.
Dude, it reminds me of wrestling because
why?
Because the smug imperial officer fucking put Luthien over there, dude. He was a piece of shit. He was so scumbag, and it was so satisfying seeing him just get got. Just
in
the imperial officer that's like, who are you? Like, let's bring him in. Let's bring him in with the tractor beam.
We can use the practice.
Let's set out the TIE fighters. Like, let's get this guy.
That
smug bastard. It was so satisfying.
That to me is the biggest success of this show, though.
Yeah.
And it's shocking that Disney let this show exist because it is starkly anti-capitalist and
like
starkly anti-cop.
Yeah.
It is so ACAB. This
show. The final episode was like the most on the nose for sure.
Well, but like
the riot
shields. But like
yes. Oh my god. That's yeah. Really
oh,
out.
That scene was
that
incredible.
Whole, yeah.
But like I am amazed that they didn't pump the brakes at all on that. Like they're just tackling it, which I think for this show specifically, but for Star Wars is necessary.
I mean, Star Wars has done stuff like this before.
Sure. I mean, Star Wars originally was about Vietnam. Yeah, it's about all this. It's like, very political. But we lost that.
No, it's like all in the Rebels and shit like that.
Disney lost that.
Okay, okay.
That was part of Disney.
That was
part of Disney. Yeah, I haven't seen Rebels. Just, but like,
exactly.
The mainline movies
watch it. Tell us. Educate us.
Well, I mean, just like, it's always a struggle against the Empire. Like, this whole thing about seeing the Empire, how big the pieces of shits are, it's like, yeah, this has always kind of been a part of it. I just think it's done really well.
Yeah,
in Andor.
I also think
but it's been done in.
Like, I mean, yeah, just seeing like the Empire side, like it's great. I love. So my favorite part of the show is seeing the Empire, like the officers, the intelligence room. All of them are going in is like my favorite part of this whole show.
So good,
Doctor Strangelove.
But
looking,
yeah, just like emphasizing the Empire is like bad. It's like yeah.
I just, what I mean is they don't shy away at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, like, I mean, in a way that I haven't seen in the other Disney Star Wars stuff.
Well,
which I haven't seen Rebels.
The sequel trilogy.
The sequel trilogy, even Mandalorian and Boba Fett. Like,
it's just a different time period. Yeah. And, like, those are all post-Return of the Jedi. That's why.
Yeah.
The Empire's, like, gone.
Yeah, and I
gone.
Think it's also just the age of the
true.
The
That's
show.
A good point. That's a good point.
Right. Oh, right.
They're like, this is, like, right...
Don't move that cord.
It's when the rebellion's starting. Which
right.
is cool.
Yeah.
I like the Mon Mothma thing about the financial aspect of it.
Yeah.
Like
great
it.
Subplot.
That's all really cool.
I
like that.
I love Mon Mothma.
Dude.
She was
Mon
Mothma
so
cool.
Is yes. so, and she goes so hard. Also, yes. like, she knows she's being spied on, so she gets in a fight with her husband about gambling that mm-hmm. he's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. I was obsessed with that.
I'm
was
just so like, you are that so genius.
Scene. Yeah. But then, oh, that was so fucked up when she, like, basically agrees to marry her child off to
but it's weird
child.
Though because her daughter's
she's
like into it.
Into it.
Yeah, she's like
so
into the religion
it.
Of their old
she
planet.
She chose it.
Yeah,
yes,
it's so
but, like,
weird.
Her child doesn't know better, you know? Like, her child's like, oh, you know, like, this is, I'm going to, like, Bible study or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, in her mind, she's like, oh, yay, tradition, but she's a child. Like, you know, there's that inherent deep sadness of like, oh, she doesn't know. 10 years later, she could realize like, oh, I was mm-hmm. forced to marry this person
mm-hmm.
yeah.
for money.
For money,
yeah.
but for the safety and freedom of the galaxy, you know. So it's kind of
yes,
like
true.
There is that too. I guess yeah. Mon Mothma is the other character that we know makes it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
But those are the only two, right?
That we know of. Yes.
So far.
Saw.
Oh, Saw Gerrera. But I mean, he bites it the dumbest way ever.
He really does.
Just, I'm going to stay here.
I really
so, Brad,
so stupid.
Brad, this is a Brad Ellis Rebels Clone Wars question mm-hmm. with Saw, right? Because Saw shows up in that shit.
Yeah.
So, Saw, was this the moment that Saw. Because I've only seen Saw of like, yo, any means necessary, sacrifice
mm-hmm.
everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like he got there in Andor. To like, yo, necessary sacrifices.
With Krieger.
Was he doing best fake name of all time?
He was like, I mean, Clone Wars, more him getting that extremist kind of way, I guess you could say.
So
more aggressive.
That?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like, at this point in Andor, he's like, yo, he's full in. He is like the face of the rebellion, I guess, because he's been the one putting his name out there. Like, you could tell they're more militaristic because they have like X-Wings out there.
Yeah.
It's like they are in a more intense place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like later on in Rogue One, he's like even more further away from the rebel group, I guess.
Got it.
It's more extremist, I guess you could say.
Was his cool big rifle, did you see that guy ever show up? His big rifle partner, Saw's like right hand man.
The guys from Rogue One
that Luthen threw under
Donnie
the bus.
Yen
he's like, yo, he was my my.
Oh, I don't remember.
He
oh,
was my
I don't think so.
My spy.
Eyes inside.
And the guy's like, no, Saw, I'm
like, I didn't do anything.
The like the cool like he had like the weird gas mask.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy. I don't remember.
Okay. Oh, that's another thing.
Cool.
There were almost no aliens.
There were
but not Empire. They don't have like aliens.
Oh
ever.
Right,
except
because they're Nazis.
Right,
Thrawn, though.
No? And even in like fucking their little town.
Yeah, they
just,
there
was like barely any aliens.
Yeah,
I thought that was interesting.
It was like a human settlement, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are they in the Outer Rim, Ferrix? It's kind of.
There
close,
was actually
I think it's closer.
There was actually an article explaining from Tony Gilroy why there weren't aliens, but I didn't read it.
Oh, I don't even. I wasn't hurt.
Sure, yeah,
by
I'm
it.
Sure
I
there's
just
some
it was
more
really
reason why.
Yeah,
yeah,
I didn't read it.
I just know that it exists.
Dedra is top three characters
she
of 2022.
Yeah,
incredible. No question.
She's the best part of the show for me.
Yep,
she is.
I agree.
Yeah,
so
she's my
hardcore.
Part.
Like I was not invested in the first two episodes of the show,
dude.
And then the third, Like, really, I was not invested.
The first two, like, yeah. I liked the beginning of the first episode.
Yeah.
Then, like, when he, dude, I was like, I watched first two and I was done.
Yeah.
I was out.
Yeah.
I did not watch until you kept telling me.
Yeah. I was like, dude, it gets good. But because like,
She shows up.
She finally shows
shit
up.
Shit actually happened. And yeah. I was like, okay. Okay.
Yeah. When okay, she shows up and saves the show. Like, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Because I was so hard. Maybe it's probably because I was so hard out just conceptually. Mm. I was like, who asked for this? Nobody wants this.
Yeah, exactly.
That as soon as I started watching
your
it, and I was like,
were so low.
They were so low. And I was just like, oh, okay, there's actually like thought going into this. And I'm like, okay, sure, fine. Mm-hmm. And then I just like watched it, and then I just kept loving it more and more and more.
It was good. Yeah. Really
like,
good
if
show.
If I go back, those first two will probably be amazing.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
But at the time, with the current state of Star Wars, like, you know, hit or miss for a lot of people.
Every Star Wars thing, I'm like, you've hurt me too many times,
so you
Star
really,
Wars.
Yeah, you really got to earn it.
You just got to be numb about it. That's just the way I do
numb.
It. That's just the way
live.
It is.
I want to feel.
It's just the way it is with Star Wars.
I mean, in a way,
it's all peaks and valleys.
The show brings us in the way Andor is brought in. Slowly. At first, we're trying to avoid it. We're just trying to
and
get
then all
through.
At once.
And then all at once, we start to care.
Yes. So perfect.
But yeah, the way they show the ins and outs of the corporation stuff, like the little smarmy, like, incel kid, like
Cyril,
yeah, like working at it as the corporate cop, and then he's just like weirdly like in love with
Break Bad,
Deidre, like,
and then he saves her,
at the end, and she's like all shaking, and I'm just like, this is a weird dynamic.
Yeah, I did not. It was a crazy dynamic.
Yeah, that's what's. Yeah,
it
that's
was
the vibe I got. It's like, yeah, it's supposed to be.
It was. Oh no,
he's
yeah,
a maniac.
He's
dude,
a psycho. Yeah,
that scene was so long when he saved her for 15. It felt like a minute for 15 seconds in my brain. I just kept repeating, please don't kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't kiss.
Yes. Us, too. We were like, do not kiss.
Please don't kiss.
Do not
kiss. Well, she seemed to be scared of him.
Yeah,
she's
scared.
Terrified.
But I thought he was
is
just going to,
like,
go for it.
Misery her?
I mean, who knows? Like, that's the thing is, like, it could go anywhere. Like, at the end of the show. I mean, we're skipping ahead, obviously,
thought,
but, like, they've set up all the characters so well that you're just like, okay.
I fully thought he was going to be like, oh, the Empire fucked me over, so now I'm going to join the Rebels.
Right.
And I was like, oh, good
that's
cop
a tired, yeah.
Good cops don't exist. No. But
don't
then,
fuck with that cable.
Sorry. I need to fiddle.
He's a true believer.
Right, he's a true believer.
But then he's like horny for this super Nazi.
The co-op true believers, dude. Look out for him in season two.
Right. But
he's
it's such a weird dynamic, too. I mean, my hope, I guess, is that she just, like,
uses him. That's what I was hoping.
Yeah, like, she just, like, sees the tool she has and uses him.
I'm also terrified that it didn't happen this season. It's such the long game. The whole season, classic Imperials, Empire, her right-hand man. That, like, always has the notepad. I'm like, this guy's gonna try to fuck her over.
Maybe.
But
maybe.
he's the double agent,
the
other, isn't
no,
he?
No, that's a different guy.
No, no,
oh, it's the redhead?
Very long-faced man, yes.
Right.
Top
these Nazis,
names.
Just these space Nazis, just all over the same.
Krieger.
Incredible performance from Fiona Shaw, the mom.
She
Cassian's
was great.
Mom.
She
I
was
love
so great.
Her.
Oh,
she
incredible.
Plays the head
Marva?
Of MI6 or whatever in.
Brad's not feeling it.
No. I like her. It was just.
She's
oh, go on. Finish your thought first, though.
Harry Potter and shit, right? The mom.
She's the aunt.
The aunt.
Oh, she is?
The bad aunt.
Petunia.
Yeah.
Oh. I know her from Sandra Oh.
Killing Eve?
Yes. She's the head of the. Of, like, this British.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
CIA or whatever. MI6 or MI5 or whatever it is. And she's incredible in that. She's a great
He eats cereal all the time, and his name is Cereal. That's funny.
His mom, also,
she's
hilarious. The witches in Macbeth.
Nice. Oh, yes,
yeah.
She is.
She's like a famous actress, contortionist. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Her voice is incredible.
Yeah.
What were you going to say about Marva?
I was going to say, I did like her a lot. I think she was cool. I just, the thing I didn't like was when she's like, I'm going to stay here, you know, fuck the Empire kind of thing. Cool.
Hers made sense more than Saw's.
No. It wasn't like her motivation.
Oh, okay.
It was her death. Where they're like, she's not eating. They're just like talking about it. Then she's just dead out of nowhere kind of thing. And I was like,
I wish I got more,
you know what I thought of, Huber?
Yeah.
I thought of, this might be unfair, I thought of House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
With the king
laying
in bed. That just one scene of like seeing him. I was like, she needed a moment like that with her droid friend or whatever.
Like a goodbye.
Like kinda. I needed something like that. It just felt like they kind of just skipped ahead.
That
a
bothered
pages.
Me at first, but I realized like that was bothering me for a few days. And then I was thinking about it and I was like, we didn't see that because
the
they
finale.
Were filming the her projection.
Yeah.
Like that, we can't see her death scene because that's her death.
I guess her
scene.
Death just kind of, it seemed like it came in like 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, but,
I mean, they had her health set up and like having watched someone die, it kind of, it is sort of just a long process and like they don't talk much for the last few days.
And
so
I
it's
also
just
feel like
yeah.
I don't know, it affected me more because like we learn kind of in the same way
that Cassian
does. Like we're also like, wait a second, but she was just alive like days ago, whatever. And he feels the same way.
It's not strictly a first person narrative, but the stuff that directly relates to Cassian, we typically find out the same way he does.
Yeah. I really wanted to hear the torture sound that was messing with Vix.
I'm sort of glad they didn't.
No, let me hear it. Let me hear it.
Well,
let me hear that.
It would lose its magic.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be scary.
Think about like when you watch a movie and they're like, this is the best songwriter ever. And then they play the song and you're like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it would ruin
you
it.
You can't play the thing that's the worst thing you've ever heard.
You want to hear the tortured screams of children?
Yeah, I want to hear, like, what is this evil
sound? This is Michael Huber you're talking to. Of course he wants to hear
this. Let me hear this.
The tortured screams of children. It's meant to drive people insane.
You probably think that Werner Herzog should have shown that man get eaten by bears, too.
There wasn't footage of that.
There was audio.
Just he played the audio.
Grizzly Man.
You don't hear
it. That's a fucked up dog.
Wait,
dude.
In Grizzly
Let's
Man,
not go
I thought
there.
You do hear it.
No.
Let's not go.
Such That's a, what I'm talking about. It's more
movie.
Powerful if you don't hear it.
That is a real life human versus a fantasy
fair enough,
Star
fair
Wars.
Sure,
yeah.
It's like it's so much more powerful. If we had heard it, we would have been like, this just sounds like people screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And some weird like.
But I was just so curious.
Synths.
I was like, I was just it was just curiosity. I was like, what are they?
Just wait, dude. It'll come out.
I was like, what are they?
Yeah, they'll release
just
the recordings.
Yeah. Just wait.
Spotify number one.
I just the whole time I was just thinking like I don't know. My mind went to like Avatar and like the Na'vi. I was like, what is happening? Like, who are I just pictured like blue people. I don't know. I was waiting. Whatever.
What is cool to see Cassian's like Cassian's origins on this quarry planet that like all the adults are dead. And it's just like this weird Lord of the Flies situation.
God,
it never really went back
sister.
To that.
No.
Yeah.
Remember season his sister's
two?
Dead.
They, they're going to, that's like season two shit.
Marva says.
Well, no, it's not happening.
Well, Marva says like they're all dead. Yeah. Just forget about it.
Yeah.
I think she wasn't lying. Why would she?
I think she thinks they're all dead.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a way
she
of knowing.
Think it. Yeah.
But like.
You're right.
No body, no crime.
No body, no crime.
Yeah.
No body, no crime.
No woman, no cry.
No woman.
That was
no
all on screen too, right? All of them getting killed.
Yeah.
I was like, did I miss that or something?
No, it wasn't on screen. There were all those like sick people. They were like yellow.
Yeah.
Well, that's the people who crashed. But then there was like an imperial, or I think at that point a corporate police thing coming.
Yes.
And the idea was they were going to kill everybody on the planet.
Here's a question.
Okay.
Was I the only human watching that thought, you know, it's 2022. We're talking about Disney. They love nostalgia. They love connections. Was I the only one that thought that this could have been a Snoke origin story?
Yes, you're the only person.
When Andy Serkis showed up, you were like, is that Snoke? Well, nobody, no crime.
Nobody, no crime.
He can't
nobody,
swim.
Nobody, no crime.
We haven't
Not
seen him.
Snoke.
Dude. He was the only one left in the prison, and they're going to be like, well, fuck you, only person left
we're
here.
We're going to turn you into
we're gonna
Snoke?
It could happen. We're going to experiment on your body, dude.
Wait, but then how does he become a Nazi?
Brain washing.
Just like they freaking
a Snoke.
Also,
they,
Snoke
Clockwork
like
Orange him.
Is he's big? Just, I don't remember. Is Snoke huge?
It was a projection.
Yeah.
He's
but is the real?
Size.
He's regular.
No,
he's like 7 foot.
He's like taller,
probably.
But he's not.
He's like,
so they stretch out Andy Serkis.
They could just do
they
some
put
science
him on a rack.
Experiment on
they
him.
Could just do some science on him.
Yeah.
But also, Snoke was like a patsy anyway. Turns out, so whatever.
Yeah.
I was just like,
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he like
just
runs
that.
Runs like a pirate thing on this like facility later.
Yeah.
Or something. Like,
someone
you know.
In chat called me a weirdo, but it's like it's like
I
yo,
don't think
yo,
that's weird. What you're saying,
I do think it's
hear
weird.
Me out. Hear me out.
Anything's possible.
Disney Marvel has warped our brains to think everything connects.
Mm-hmm.
Everything connects.
Yeah.
Oh, nostalgia connections. This connects here. Like
I could see Gilroy.
They've taught us that.
Gilroy, like in the writer's room, just like with a bourbon, just like God damn it.
Yeah,
I gotta turn this guy into Snoke.
I gotta
like,
fucking
yeah. God damn it!
How do I get a Snoke out of a circus?
But I did think that the prison thing, because like throwing like a hospital sequence a la Legion, especially a mind hospital or a prison thing into the middle of a show, so often is a momentum killer.
Yes,
and like in this, I'm like, okay, he's getting arrested, which is like metal because it's like
crazy.
ACAB again.
Wait, okay,
but like, hang on, but like,
I just have a question about him. Getting
it's such a brilliant way. To get 5,000 fucking rebels on your army.
Yeah.
Like, him breaking everybody out, mm-hmm. that's like 4,000 people if they survived. Wait, they for said the rebellion.
It's 9 times 9 times 9 times 9 or something. It's like 9 floors, 9 rooms.
I think they said there were 5,000prisoners mm-hmm. on that thing. Also, just
his
like...
His buddy that bounced to him waiting for him to show up again.
Well, yeah. He, which it's buddy? About getting the message
out. Oh, and they were... Yeah.
The telling the story.
Like, him,
That's what's going to be a big part of probably people joining
season
up, too.
Two. But like...
Spread the word.
The whole prison thing was so good because it's like... It was tackling that missing piece of the like anti-police kind of narrative of like the anti-prison industrial complex, because like the slow revelation that they're not letting anybody out,
such a great reveal.
Yeah, I just it was got incredible, yeah. like terrifying notion.
Oh my god, the sign language between floors,
so cool,
and they were like,
dude.
Oh my god,
also just masterful. That's a testament to how well this show is constructed, because it's like a weaker show. Andor would have started the escape thing. We would have had to sit there and watch the origin of the escape plan.
It was so natural.
They just show people communicating already. It's like, okay, there's a plot kind of halfway hatched already. Andor's just kind of
like, what's going on in
he's
here?
And he's a catalyst. He's the thing
smart
that they need.
And he knows he has a desire to break out.
I will say when he was using that wrench on the thing, they would have heard that.
Oh, they would have heard that for sure. They would have heard that for sure, but
you always get one free pass.
They were understaffed. They made a huge point. They made a huge point of saying that they were understaffed. True. So who knows? Yeah. Also, maybe the
Never
Empire.
More than 12.
Maybe the Empire doesn't skimp on soundproofing in the walls. I'm sure they would
get those double pane windows.
Yeah, they've got really great insulation. But just like the plan, the whole plan of like the way they unfolded it, the water.
What happened to the old dude?
He died, right?
Yeah,
he died.
Stroke.
He was and that's how they. Yeah, he just kind of died. Yeah, but like, that's how
down in the corridor there. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but that's how they found out for sure from the medic that they weren't letting people out, because that was just a rumor up to that point.
And that was never more than 12, right?
Dude,
after that,
I jumped up
Andy
out of my
Serkis,
seat.
I cheered.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe the most powerful line in the single line in the whole thing is like, how many guards? Never more than 12. Credits.
I have chills.
Yeah. Like, I once upon a time in America. Chills.
Oh my god!
I pointed at the screen. I was like,
also, just the writing, like Luthien's monologue to the inside man in the Empire who wanted to get out. When the guy was like, "What have you sacrificed?"
Oh, when he's like,
and
I
Luthien
have a
is
child
just like,
and
yeah, and he's like, "I have a wife and a child, and I want to get out of this." And then Luthien is just like, "What have I sacrificed? I don't have a life. Yeah. I don't have hope. I don't
I
have love. I don't have passion. I am this. I have sacrificed everything."
Similar to that as well, his protege lady at the art house.
I don't trust her, dude.
When
I
the
like
sister came,
she's freaky, dude.
Yeah, when the sister came, she's like, "Yo, what have I done? I'm here answering the calls, organizing fucking everything. Like, I'm doing all this.
You don't
also,
trust
you're
her?
Breaking protocol.
Did you see?
I don't know. Maybe she's just a badass or hard ass. Like
did you see the Force Unleashed Easter egg?
Which one was it?
In the art shop. The armor.
Very which funny.
Armor? Some like special unlockable armor from Force Unleashed with like big spikes out of the head.
Oh, okay.
Luthien has it. Fucking
people are cool. People. Well, it isn't, because Tony Gilroy. Someone asked like, "Hey, what's with all the like Jedi trinkets and stuff? Like, is Luthien secretly a Force user or something?" And Tony Gilroy is like, "Art department. I don't know what any of that stuff
is." Temple of Doom.
I don't know what any of that is.
Do you see the stones?
He could be lying.
Were they in there?
The Temple of Doom's freaking stones were there, dude.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't see those.
Yes. Top right corner on a shot.
My God.
You see it there. It's awesome.
He had the things from the new Jedi game.
Force Unleashed.
Holocron?
Yeah. He had two of those in there, too.
And
he had a Sith one and a Jedi one. Yeah.
Oh, a Sith one? Wow. Yeah. That's really rare.
Sick.
Tell us about the Sith Holocrons. Yeah, that's some Rebel shit, right?
That's in Rebels,
art department.
Yeah.
Art department sending
the
internet into a spiral.
Yeah. I mean, hey, that's how we got AVP, you know?
Yeah.
Sick.
Okay, we've been jumping around a lot. Let's just,
sorry.
I mean, obviously the point, no. The point of spoiler mode is not a story summary. We just have a conversation and don't care about spoiling
it. You can read the Wikipedia episode by episode plot if you desire.
I think because there's so much in this show, like maybe it would behoove us to just kind of like talk about things semi in order.
Mm. Sure.
So yeah, show starts out, he's just kind of looking for his sister, and then he gets into an altercation and kills this cop. It's a corporate enforcer.
Security thing,
corporate
yeah.
security. Yeah, two cops.
And I
two
think
corporate it, cops.
And I think coming off of, you know, Rise of Skywalker, I think that didn't hook as many people right away. I know people liked it, whatever. It's good, yeah. But I don't think it hooked me because it was exactly what you expected going into Andor. Of like, okay,
yeah,
this like roguish anti-hero, you know, gonna kill people in a back alley. Okay, it's exactly what I'm expecting.
Well, I didn't expect him to. It was, like you were saying, like he actually shoots people. Like when he just shoots the second guy in the head, it's like, that was probably your only out.
Yeah.
And like later when the guy is going to, I'm jumping ahead again, but like later after the heist, when the guy was going to betray them, he just kills him. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. It's great.
Yeah.
Some Han Solo shit.
Yeah. It's Han Solo shoot. He shoots first, dude. Yeah. Rocket.
Ask questions later. Or don't ask them at all.
Yeah. Wait. And like.
Why? I'm jumping to another episode.
We're going to... We'll never mind. We'll let's just jump all over. There.
Why was he on that planet where he got arrested? Where was that?
I think he was laying low.
Looking for information,
for
right?
For how long?
No. Later. After he got out of the heist, when he disappeared, that's the point.
That's where he went.
No, but that's the point of, like, because of their heist, the Empire overreacted and made everything super strict, increasing their space Nazism. And then the whole point of him going to jail is just that it's completely random and unfair. Yeah. He wasn't even doing anything.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just more anti-cop stuff where it's just like, not wrong place, wrong time, bro. Mm-hmm.
But I think it was just his like...
Walking while black, probably, basically.
Yes.
I assumed back in the day he had like gone to this planet to lay low. I feel like it was a lay low
planet.
Like
he had been
Yeah. It literally just seems like a Hawaii planet. Yeah, it's like a vacation
Miami
planet.
Beach.
Yeah. He was just, laying low.
I'm glad that... so many little... things I appreciate in this show. Marva and Clem being an interracial couple, love that. The lesbian relationship, where it's like fraught and weird, but not really shied away from, but they don't really lean into it too heavy.
Yeah,
but,
they never really...
And there's no like fridging.
Well, but like I clocked it immediately, which I always do, and then they kind of just show it realistically. I also really liked when he goes back to get his money, there's just this alien couple in bed sleeping, like arms around each other, but like, they're like freaky alien squids, and I'm just like, this is great.
I was like, his shit's been there for months? Like, all right.
Well,
sure.
I mean, it's up above a shower. If the shower
cleaning
never broke...
Staff? Tell me they don't got clean.
Yeah,
stuff
I was like, all right, that's two strikes.
Bullshit.
That's two strikes.
Two strikes.
Just
one
so
more.
You know. Yeah.
One more.
Yeah, I track those.
I'm fucking out. No, I'm just kidding.
I track that shit.
Said, you get one strike.
You get one free one. You get one free one where I don't even
care. So now it's
even,
one strike.
No, you get one free one where I don't even care. But then when you have the second one, then I'm
then the
thinking,
first one you care about retroactively.
Exactly. Yeah. Then I'm thinking about it big time.
then
I'm
first
thinking.
First one counts for two.
Yeah.
What's the line in if anyone can recall? He says to Jen, like, I've been in this fight since I was 6, 12. I don't remember what the age was.
Mm.
Now I'm curious what it is.
Yeah.
Because they show him as a kid.
Well, but he also has been shown to inflate the truth, right? Because when he's talking to Luthien up front, he was like, I was in the army, I was doing this, and he's like, you were a mechanic, you were not even on the field, like, shut
but
up.
But then it just, like, it makes it look, like, worse in retrospect, if he's not telling the truth in Rogue One, because it's like, he's having a heart-to-heart moment with Jen, who's on his same side and shit like that. But I don't remember what the number is. It could be retcon. Yeah, okay, so he was definitely not 8.
So maybe he's thinking about that exact moment when his mom takes him.
Yeah.
Was the moment that kickstarted his whole journey.
Sure,
so maybe that's
what
he means.
He probably was about 8.
He seemed really young.
Yeah, he was pretty young. As a kid,
To me,
like
it wouldn't be like
him
a part of the fight unless he was actually in a part of the fight.
But right? I also think...
Like, the whole point of the show, the beginning was like, he's like, I don't want anything to do with any of this bullshit.
True, yeah, true, true.
But I think that the show is also showing, especially with characters like Luthien and Mon Mothma, anything that takes to get the job done, do it. So I wouldn't put it past him lying to Jen Erso, just saying like, I've been fighting my whole life. Just if that was what he needs to say to like motivate her. Yeah.
True.
I'm just keeping track.
Yeah. Noted.
2.5 Andor.
Noted.
You know, you got people whose job it is to keep track of that shit.
Yeah.
So,
dude, there's like nothing more sacred than Star Wars
don't fuck
lore,
with
right?
I mean, kind of. I don't know. It's just like it's all over the place.
It's 6, actually, not 8.
It's revealed.
Regardless. But yeah, I mean, I think that's an apartment, not a hotel. Also, the thing that he was staying in, where he hid the money up above the thing. I think that was just like some squat, like some shitty like squat he was living in. So like, I think
it's a hotel.
It's not unreasonable that it would be there, but like, who knows?
Pretty unreasonable. I'm not buying it. Agree to disagree. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
I agree with you.
I mean, if you're hiding it up by the pipes, like, who knows? But, like, we,
it was
I mean,
like,
I told you
it's
right
a ridiculous
there.
Space
go to
shower.
Any McDonald's in the hood and you're reaching to the ceiling and you're going to find a gun.
True.
So it's like, it's not like a luxury hotel. It's
right.
Like a,
it's like a shitty, like, yeah.
Strike two.
Strike two.
All right. Strike two. Strike two.
Strike two. Keeping track.
Really good heist. Just a super good heist.
Oh, great heist. What's so cool about the heist, because like he gets out of his first little rat's nest and just meets these new people, meets Luthien.
Yeah.
Like that whole sequence was amazing.
Phenomenal.
Like, things going bad for Cyril in that part too when Luthien is in town and picks him up. Like, I didn't see that coming. I didn't see him getting fired. Because, like, he did do, like, his corpo pig boss told him to just forget about it, and he doesn't. Right, and usually we're trained by narratives to be like, okay, he's the bad guy. Yeah. He's doing this, like, he's going above and beyond, and he's going to end up catching the thing. It's like, no, what his corporate shitlord told him was right. They all got fired.
A lot of people died.
And a bunch of people died. And then the space Nazis came and took over the town. It's just like, you done really goofed.
He messed up.
Yeah.
Like, your boss knows best.
Not always.
But in this case, like, dude, listen to your boss.
But like, so that was a cool thing I didn't see coming. And then the show just like, because I think you had heard that it was like 3 episode arcs of.
No, I just assumed. Okay, that was after like 6.
Okay, that was your own observation.
Yeah, because it was like the 3, and because episode 4 was like a reset.
Yeah,
and then episode 7 is like a reset.
That was what was so interesting. Because it's just like, okay, this is just a new story now, almost. Like,
yeah, I was
crazy.
Like, wait a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I guess this is the show.
Yeah,
which is refreshing, especially from after Boba Fett, where like literally nothing happens, and then there's an episode of Mandalorian in the middle, and then literally nothing happens.
One and a half episodes,
and like one of them was cool, and the other half was not cool, and it's just like, and then the show just nothing happens again, and it's just like, okay, cool.
I guess that should have been 4 episodes, probably,
or just shouldn't have existed. Like,
it's just,
but this is like 12 episodes, and it's all of them are necessary.
All of them are so important.
Yeah,
you think about it, you know, you compare Andor to the rest. And it's like the rest is so caught up in the Star Wars mythology, in the Star Wars expectations.
Yeah.
We need blasters. We need bounty hunters. We need lightsabers and Jedi. And it's like the show was only concerned with telling a political thriller narrative.
Yeah.
First.
And there's only
Star Wars was the backdrop to this tale.
Yes. Which is how it should be. Like this show, for the first time in Disney Star Wars history, I haven't seen the cartoons.
No one has. Sorry.
It puts the correct thing first. Characters.
Yep. Yes.
like I don't give a shit about anybody except for Mandalorian and Baby Yoda in any of these other shows.
Like, the Star Wars universe is already so cool.
Yeah.
Like, all
it's
we
just
need to
cool.
Do
it's
is
just
so
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
It's a great world.
Yes. All we need to do is put people in it and have them do whatever
in
the fuck.
In a realistic way.
Yeah.
And like, it's so awesome to see, like, for people who have been following Star Wars their entire life, like religiously, like, it's so cool to see, like, oh, here's an art shop on Coruscant. Like, that's fucking sick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, here's how people dress on that planet.
I mean, my favorite scene in Attack of the Clones was when they, like, go down into the bar in the, like, city street. Coruscant. I'm like, give me more of this. Well, give me more of this.
It reminds me of Mandalorian. There's a point where someone's like, something Jedi. And Mando's like, what the fuck's a Jedi, basically? Like, it's like, great. We most people are not Jedis. Most people don't know what Jedis are or Sith are.
Yeah, most people don't even believe in them.
Yeah,
later.
It's like superheroes, basically. So to have like a now Mando has Jedi kind of, but like,
yeah, which kind of disappointed me.
Yeah, whatever. But like, to have a Star Wars show where there's no like magic
and where we know the end point is pre all that.
That was
like,
the other thing I was gonna
Luke's
say.
Luke's not gonna just show the fuck up in this show.
No,
it's
awesome.
I don't trust Disney.
I'm terrified of it. I'm scared of it. Like, Ashoka or somebody's going to show
other
up.
Characters
Mando,
like
show.
I think Tony Gilroy was like, given this this canvas where like he had a point A, which is Diego Luna, and then he had a point B, which is, or point Z.
Dead on a beach?
Which was which is Death Star. Yeah. And like how we, in between that can be whatever the fuck we want. Like we know what characters are alive and where they are. And that's like, that's what we have to work with.
And it like, it increases the dramatic tension that Luthien is so huge and so important and not in Rogue One. I'm like, what's going to happen to him?
Where the fuck is he?
He can die at any time.
Yes.
So many theories. Is Luthien a former Jedi or Sith?
People were saying
Is going on?
Because he had a Kyber crystal. Like, that's pretty weird.
Yeah.
He could be.
He doesn't use the Force that we've seen, but he gets away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he could be...
Like hiding it, like Obi-Wan tried to hide it too.
Yeah.
Or like and tricking like, people into doing shit, Jedi mind tricking people.
Dude.
Yeah. But also just like his ship. Like, I love just showing people who have like means and wealth and access.
He was not concerned.
Doing like crazy ass shit. Yes. And his ship is the coolest goddamn Star Wars ship in a while.
Yes.
Like,
such a cool ship.
The fact that it's like a modified, like Cassian early on is just like, I've never seen one of these with a hyperdrive before. Like, that's crazy.
The last time I was this impressed was, I don't like this movie, Attack of the Clones. Those like silent bombs that go off were so fucking cool.
Oh, yeah.
Those things ruled. I haven't seen like
Boba Fett?
Yeah.
Sonic Mines?
Yeah.
Those are sick.
Django
I haven't seen like
or Django, right?
You know, and then like Force Unleashed, the new stuff was just like, oh, let me use the Millennium Falcon again. But I haven't seen like a new awesome Star Wars like technology long.
With his like AI on board that helps him with stuff, like it's rad. And the laser beams, the chaff and the laser beam thing.
God,
amazing.
So how do you like get more ammunition for that thing? Like what
you're not supposed to think
what
about
is
it?
Or you rob some more silverware. You rob some silverware from it.
I don't know if it was in a video game or something. Usually that shit is a battery. It was like Knights of the Old Republic or something.
Well, the chaff thing
Oh,
the lasers are a battery that had to charge.
You have to, like, stop at the local dump.
Probably salvage.
I think it is probably just like, whatever.
I was going to say, it's fun. It's interesting hearing you all talk about how you like that it's like character first. I think that's a good part of the show is, and how a strength it is. We're getting closer and closer and closer to Star Wars storylines.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if more starts coming in season two.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But like
Chewbacca showing up.
But like, stop. Here's the thing though. Here's the difference. And like, there are some characters that are part of the rebellion that like get intertwined. And like, what the difference is now though, Brad, is like
season one. Yeah.
I trust this show more.
Oh, sure.
Like, I trust Gilroy to not fuck that up. And not do it in some stupid way where it's just like, here's Luke. You know, it's just like, I don't know.
Parasite level expectations now.
True. Yeah.
Just be careful.
Yeah, the stakes have never been higher.
Yeah, we went in just like, whatever. Hope it's good.
We went in actively like, fuck this show.
Like, oh,
Andor, are you serious?
Yeah,
I wasn't
going to watch it.
I didn't watch it for like six episodes.
Yeah. Now it's.
I started
it's
late.
Okay.
And now it's like my favorite thing. Yeah. It's like,
so
damn it.
Good. I just want more. Yeah. Diego Luna, call me.
Honestly, I'd like it if there was a new episode of Andor all year round.
Hold back a little.
Just like 52 episodes
52
a year.
Episodes.
Just every single
that is
week.
So much
forever.
Work.
Oh, wait.
Poor writers.
Andor? For Andor? Yeah, forever. Just like
you
life.
The news.
Life is better with Andor in it.
I hear what you're saying, but you're crazy.
Think about those poor writers. Also, how much money Disney would have to spend.
Also, Andy Serkis was really good.
Slaying.
He was like, super good.
I
forget he's a good actor.
I laughed out loud when he came into the show.
Yeah, when he showed up,
I was like,
huh?
Oh, they fucked him over in episode 8, so now they're going to give him a second chance.
Yeah.
Here's your paycheck, bud.
I just kept thinking
but
of
he
Snoke,
was, man. He did great.
Dude, Andy Serkis is awesome. It can happen. It totally can.
He is not Snoke.
I mean, because that would be
if
like
they,
80
so
years
if
later.
If they could turn the Force, which was called a dying religion in episode 4, to something just boiling down to midichlorians, like anything can happen. Anything can fucking happen.
So
in this.
Stupid.
Yeah, Star Wars is
literally rewriting your own shit. Yes.
Yeah.
If Snoke shows up, dude.
But like, this is like 60 years before The Force Awakens.
60? No.
No, less way less than
40?
No way.
100?
No.
I mean,
no.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Luke's probably like.
It's like
they were
20.
Like, oh yeah,
alive.
Luke's like 17 probably or 16. All right.
20 tops. So 30 years. All right, whatever.
Yeah,
never
it's
mind.
Like probably like 30.
Well, then them being all like
35.
Everyone's a legend from the original trilogy was kind of weird in the new trilogy then.
Why?
Because that seems like more time had passed. But
oh, I mean, in a but huge, also... humongous galaxy and shit.
Yeah,
like,
I suppose.
When and you think about the time from Jedi to, sorry, Revenge of the Sith to A New Hope, it's like Jedi are like a myth at that point.
Yeah. Also
and it's been
like
20 years.
The way information
it's just a big
passed
galaxy.
Around the, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the way information is passed around the galaxy. Like, the Empire could, if they want, basically pretend that they never existed.
It's being suppressed
Thought
actively.
Crime,
yeah. For sure. All right. Never mind.
Thought crime, dude. Minority Report. Oh. What's up? Precogs.
Hell yeah.
Never seen it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Sick movie.
Isn't Thought Crime a thing in 1984, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
1984, too?
One of the
Thought
few
crime
books I've read.
Thought Crime is not in Minority Report. It's pre-crime.
Yeah.
But,
There's a 1984, too?
Yeah. It's good. 1986.
Most hated character by far was that fucking scumbag Imperial second in command that was just like at the end in the riots.
Oh.
Get him!
Oh, wait, putting like
the
blonde hair.
Blonde hair.
He was like throughout. The guy
most
throughout.
Hated character.
Yeah.
Piece of shit. True even... believer Imperial scum. Hated his guts. Want him dead.
I mean, you're not supposed to like any of them.
They're all bad.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, biggest villain. Hated him.
No, not the biggest villain.
Hated
all
his
the
guts.
Super Nazis.
He was the one.
AEAB.
He was like one of the main guys
Dedra.
On the front lines.
Okay, sure, but Dedra was torturing
Dedra,
people.
It's weird how much I love her, you know? It
She's
like
a
make,
super Nazi.
I know.
Also, the Nazi
me,
doctor who created the children's screaming audio.
The fact that they, what's his name? Doctor
She's
something.
Just such a good actor, dude.
Yeah,
I'm just like,
actor.
Yo, I'm enthralled. Yeah.
He didn't make the
evil?
Cut on this list that we have up, but like
he was great.
The doctor the fact that they always just called him like Doctor Whatever was so menacing.
Super.
Like don't make us call Doctor Whatever.
So 1980s thriller.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you're in candidate shit.
Yeah.
And he was like so excited about
He's just like
method
this
of
is such
torture.
A cool thing. Yeah. You're going to love it. Like
oh, so scary.
A hardcore
Dedra, dude, Yennefer. Doesn't that trip you
she's
out?
She's Yennefer?
Yep.
Wait, what do you mean she's
didn't
Yennefer?
Didn't picture Yennefer's voice actor as
Yennefer.
Blonde.
Oh,
Yennefer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Every time I play Witcher
Gorst,
3 now, dude.
Dr. Gorst, yeah. Perfect, like, just German sounding enough. Like, Gorst. But yeah.
Dr. Borscht.
Yeah.
Dr. I've never been Space so invested Nazi. In the Rebel Alliance, I'll say that.
Yeah.
So, good on you, Andor.
And it's just like it feels like it's building realistically, mm-hmm. which I think is
taking
appropriate.
Its time.
Yep. Yeah, and it's not like leaning on our preconceived love of the rebellion and hatred of the Empire. Like it's actually earning everything. Mm. It's showing us how the thought processes of both sides of this war. Mm. It's really good.
Yeah.
I also think it shows us kind of the stakes of being a rebel.
Yeah.
Better than any Star Wars thing before, because before it was like, oh, we see characters who are mentioned once explode in a fiery, you know, bomb, and like we're like, okay, who cares? We know our characters are gonna survive, but like
we've seen
this,
them be afraid,
we've seen them
love each other, we've seen them cry,
be tortured, we've seen them, you know, be involved in police riots,
we've seen them just like looking out for each other,
yes.
like his little friend group on Ferrix, dude. I care about them so much. The dude who's
Brackus
uses the brick,
Brackus,
the really
Brassus,
the tall guy, his like best friend,
yeah,
who like is his alibi at first.
He was amazing.
I'm looking for his name here. Let's see if he's on here. But
one thing somebody said that I also agree with, Brasso.
Brasso, yeah.
He was amazing.
He was another mechanic, right?
Yeah.
He's like one of the other glove guys.
Yeah. He was hot.
something I can't believe we haven't said yet. Another one of the main reasons that I love it so much was the locations.
Yes.
The sets.
I just saw someone talk about that. Like,
yes.
I haven't.
Yes.
Like, just that they're shooting in places is so good. Like, I'm so sick of the volume,
I'm so tired of it. Every Marvel movie looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
They're just like.
Get ready for Quantumania, dude. Everything in the Quantum Realm is just going to be the volume.
Every single thing in the Quantum Realm will them being
it's
on
their
a stage.
The screen?
The screen stage. Yeah.
Them literally standing in a room.
Sometimes. Obi-Wan looked terrible.
Yeah.
Like here's
Quantumania,
the thing.
Dude, that is such a good
it's
call.
Well, no, but here's the
looks like shit.
Oh my god,
it is so dark and brown and horrible.
That's the volume. Like here's the thing, like the volume is incredible. It's just like anything else. Like we were talking about AI art earlier, where it's like it's an amazing tool if you use it right.
Yes.
Like if you set dress it well, integrate it well, put your lights where they're supposed to be and use the volumes lighting thing, yeah. it can be great. Like, and Mandalorian season one is awesome.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
And, like, I was amazed by the tech and very into it. But, like, I don't know if they've gotten lazier or if they've just started pumping more out or they're putting people who are less versed at using it. Mm. Like, Obi-Wan, it was like a stage play sometimes.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, okay, you're in a
Black
sand.
Box theater.
Right, you like put like three piles of sand next to where the volume edge is exactly. and put a crate over there and called it good.
I saw
like,
some behind the scenes, Isla, and the biggest thing was that they don't use enough props on the volume.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Lord of the Rings, and it's like they used a shit ton of green screen on Lord of the Rings, but they also built
trees
out
and shit.
So many trees and props
Practical.
And all this stuff on the set. Which
the
really
marching band was so good.
Oh my god. Damn. Wait, I didn't understand, like, when the marching band started playing, all the cops were, like, freaking out as if it was...
Because there were, they gave them a permit for 30 people, and they were only supposed to be on Rick's Road.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Rick's Road!
Yeah, such a good name for a road.
Iconic.
But they were starting from everywhere in town, and it was, like, 1,000 people.
Yo, so can we say that now in the Star Wars canon? Rick's Road, dude? Birth of the Rebel Alliance?
Birth of the Rebellion?
Like, fucking Rick's
Maybe
Road!
Maybe not the Birth of the Rebellion.
Birth of the Rebellion.
Luthien's been working on this for years.
Yeah. Like, the Birth of the Rebellion.
What is that famous, like, in the American Revolution, that, like, first riot or whatever?
Yeah.
What was that called? It's that.
The shot heard around the world.
Boston Massacre?
That's the other
thing. Boston Massacre,
yes. Yeah.
It's not around the world, as World War I.
I'm just going to say it was on Rick's Road, dude. Sorry.
Scrapped me.
But, like,
Rick's Road.
It is funny, like, talking about the Rebellion being born. I like that element of it, where it's, like, a bunch of different groups who are like, fuck the Empire, but like not at all coordinating.
Yeah, it's not an organized thing yet.
Yeah, which is so cool to see that era, where it's just like, Luthien is like, trying to get Saw Gerrera and Krieger and like everyone, everyone to like play ball. Krieger, we never see him.
We never see Krieger.
He's the guy that they sacrifice.
Wait, don't
we
see,
you
see
a picture.
Like
a mugshot.
Yeah. Follow of him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But like, they're the guy, he's the guy that they sacrifice in that. Other
Don't
thing.
Worry, he'll show up in something.
Krieger, dude. He's going to be in Rebels.
He'll get a whole show later.
He'll be in Rebels.
It's just called
Krieger. A whole show. There'll be a friggin' Rebels episode.
Also, I really liked how they changed the theme song every episode.
They did?
Yeah.
I skipped it.
The Andor theme song.
I
didn't
I like the intro.
It's cool.
I think it was cool.
Love
it's
the really intro. Good. I watch, every time I watch a weekly show, I watch from the first second until it ends, all the way. Credits, all of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Usually, even those aliens, those aliens who like... give them a ride after they break out of prison. Who are
that
fishing?
So cool.
Who are basically just like, you don't like the Empire? We don't like
same
the Empire.
Hat. Same hat.
Yeah. It's so good. Totally.
It was
DRD.
So good.
Like, I just love the world so of good. This. Yeah. Everyone's just like, no, fuck space Nazis.
Yeah. I like this show because I think it reminded a lot of people of Star Wars is many things and can have many interpretations.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, even if not everything's for you, there's sometimes something for you out there. Like, all of you, like, this is bringing you back in. It's like me who watches like a lot of the other stuff, like, that's not for everybody.
Yeah.
But it's like, hey man, once in a while there's these little things that can get you kind of locked in, which is great. And like, different directors, I think this is really a strength of Star Wars nowadays, is to have different points of view from it. I mean, of course you need to keep everything kind of in a circle.
Yeah.
You need to have like checks and all that stuff, but it's like different versions of stuff is cool.
Yeah.
You know what else is a lot like that? Easy Allies.
Yeah,
we've got lots of stuff, and if there's something you don't like, we got other stuff that you will like.
There is a video on Easy Allies that you will enjoy.
Yeah.
I guarantee
Make contact with patreon.com/EasyAllies. It's how this channel is funded. It's our primary source
you like signal
of
flagging?
Finance. That's Make Contact from Bloodborne.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But yes... I just felt that was an amazing segue. We don't have to be done, but if we're done, then we're done.
I got nothing else. Although the only underdeveloped character I wanted more of was her girlfriend, spy lady that like killed a dude in a back alley.
Oh yeah, she's great.
I was like, she is a cool archetype. She felt like an archetype and not a character for me personally.
A little bit. I actually kind of.
It's like, oh, you're the silent spy character.
Yeah, she's that. I mean, she's a side character.
Yeah,
she's a side character. But what I appreciated about it, what I appreciated about it is like that, like, because good representation, because she's gay, right? Good representation is like just normal people who also happen to be gay or whatever.
Yeah.
And who happened to be not white, you know?
Yeah.
And what I liked about their characterization is like, Vel is like, hey, I love you. Like, can we actually like be a couple? And then she's just like, nah. Yeah, rebellion first.
I guess she is like super close.
Which is like,
yeah. So I guess it does matter.
She's like very closed off. Yeah. Like, so I kind of liked that.
Yeah. Before. I think I just wanted more. I was like, dude.
I mean, she was cool.
Give me more. You're badass. Give me more.
I liked how they let them just be a couple with history and not something stupid and edit outable for a different market.
Like some stupid sacrifice always.
Yeah. I mean, like, I laugh out loud now when I'm seeing a Disney thing. Like, Black Panther. I don't remember who it was, but there was just like a lesbian kiss in the background.
Yeah.
Although it was like one of the Okoye, like one, I can't remember what they're called right now, but one of the like female
Dora
warriors. Malaj. Yeah. She just like later in the movie, like literally just like Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. They just kiss in the background of
preach representation, but they sweep it under the rug.
Right, because they can cut it out for China. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just like, I literally just start laughing now. I'm just come on, guys. Like, good lord.
Don't believe them.
The Pixar movie where the two brothers, they're like looking for their dad or whatever. They like bring their dad back to life or something. There's a lesbian in it who's a troll cop with a literal troll with one horn who's like an ugly troll cop with one eye. And we're like, fuck you.
Yeah.
How dare you? Before we go, the droid.
Oh, yeah.
B2.
B2 emo, dude.
Yo, fuck that bastard who flipped the droid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love B2.
Scumbag.
Sweet.
Warms my heart, dude. Ugh. I'm so terrified something bad's gonna happen.
Definitely the number one pandering character.
Yes.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So?
But he's cute.
But I'm here for him. But
I'm just saying I'm acknowledging
that. How is he pandering?
Because
the
it's
sad
just like,
the robot sad. That they want you to feel bad for when he's neglected.
Emo
like,
is
oh,
in
so
his
cute.
Name.
Like, they got you. Like, oh, he's so cute.
Emo
like,
is in his name.
Yeah.
I like that he had a stutter.
Like, can't wait for the stuffed animals.
Yeah, he's more. Someone said the stutter was too much.
Star Wars. This is Star Wars still.
You need a little something.
He was so sad. He like didn't want to leave.
They gotta sell something in the droid lab at Disneyland.
And then he was
true.
Able to like roll out during the funeral to like have a part in the funeral. That was so
sweet. When they flipped him over, dude, that was so mad.
Well, but the fact that he's like part of the plan was cool. Like,
doesn't Brasso like pick him up and say
he carried him? Or they were like pulling him? Yeah,
eventually like sacrificed himself. Basically,
they pulled him out of there. I think, but like,
yeah,
he's kicking. Yeah, he's kicking.
He'll probably be kicking.
I love B, dude.
I love B2 emo.
I mean, yeah, since Panda.
Because he easily could.
Oh, he better die.
I don't
die.
Think he will, though.
Everyone's on the chopping block.
Kill me, mommy.
He's just
like,
not
going to
be
Andor's
someone said he was on the ship.
Yeah, he was on the ship.
Yeah, he got on the ship because then he was like, Cassie's like, I'll find you. And he goes, you always say that.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, well, it's true. You're going to take care of him.
And I read that, like, Andor needs to tell him that to give him courage.
Yes, exactly. He's telling him what he's... Which is kind of
tell him what he needs to hear.
Yeah, and I appreciate that it was because like everyone has a robot sidekick that they just inexplicably understand. And I like
children
that,
take
I like
astromech
that
droid
home.
Language class in elementary school.
They must. But
to understand beep boops.
Also, just the final line of the whole series: "Kill me or take me in."
Kill me or take me in.
Cool. It's got
and like
to live
Luthien's
for.
Like smile, dude. Ugh.
He's gonna send him on a suicide mission.
Yep.
Well, he's gonna put him in the rebellion anyway. Yeah.
Suicide. Yeah. But then he will go on a suicide mission.
Eventually.
Before we go, seriously, we have not praised Dedra enough, dude. One of the best fucking characters.
We did praise her enough.
We praised her
it's
a lot.
Never enough.
We haven't
it's
praised
never
Mon
enough.
Mothma.
She is an evil character, like, oppressing people, and I could not look away. I was so absorbed every word she spoke.
Yeah, that was
just
an
incredible performance.
Gorn, he was good.
One of the best performances of the year.
Yeah, she's
give her an award.
She's filling my Hux void.
Yeah, dude.
That void.
Yeah, get back to Hux. Way
Gorn.
Better.
Don't fuck her.
Lieutenant
Gorn
was
her.
There
fuck
inside.
Her. Don't fuck her over.
Yeah,
don't fuck her. Don't make her comedy.
Yeah, if
don't
she all of a sudden joins the rebels,
no,
like she's taking prank phone calls, she is the ultimate.
No, she should die.
She is the ultimate true believer.
Let me tell you,
such a necessary character.
Let me tell you the difference between Andor and the sequel trilogy. They went into this with a goddamn plan.
Yeah.
They're not just flying by the seat of their fucking pants.
Well, there's a beginning and an end. They need a plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's.
Mm-hmm.
inexcusable, those movies.
Yeah, we didn't talk about Mon Mothma's friend. He was pretty good.
He was
good.
Pretty
the banker?
Yeah,
he was
I liked their relationship.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was
cool.
A cool friendship.
And then, and then it got like a little...
Her husband was a bitch.
Her husband sucks, but like they've been married since they were 14.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
It sucks. Yeah. They hate each other.
Well, that's why it's so sad that this little girl is married. Like, she was probably so excited marry her now husband, and then...
I don't think Mon Mothma didn't seem like she was ever into it, but...
She is so cool.
She's amazing, and her outfits are incredible.
Mon Mothma's so amazing.
My God,
Mon
every outfit. We were Sophie and I were just like, "You bitch!"
Yeah, exactly. Really I was like, "You better."
I was like, "God damn!"
It really separates the top tier from the rest. The fact that Mon Mothma's storyline was a 10 out of 10 A+.
Yeah.
Because technically that is the B storyline of the show.
Yes.
Or
and
C,
And when your B storyline is that good on top, like, it really made
good
this
writing.
Show legendary, and I think that's why, like, obviously the response has been so high, one of the best of the year, like, everyone's obsessed.
Backroom,
so essential.
Like, talking in code and, like, being like, oh, pretend I just told a joke. Like, love that.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the art shop, when they did that in the art shop, too.
Well, but it's part of the show's strength that it's showing all the different levels that a rebellion would need. A rebellion of this scale would need. It would need, like, corporate Senate schmoozing. It would need boots on the ground knocking off a payroll. You know, it would need backdoor scheming. You know, it needs all of this. It needs a prison break.
Yep. And I feel like that scene was, like, 20 minutes long. It didn't cut away. The like dinner party schmoozing scene. You just
was,
like
I had
were
anxiety.
In
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, someone is gonna overhear them. The stakes are so high.
Yeah. Anyway. Thanks. Thanks for watching and listening, everybody. Obviously we really liked Andor. Tell us what you thought in the comments. And yeah, patreon.com/easyallies.
Let Diego Luna touch Jabba the Hutt.
Let Diego Luna touch Jabba the Hutt. Rate us on your audio podcasting, whatever of choice. Thank you so much. We'll be back soon with a God of War spoiler mode. Maybe later this week.
That's an encounter I didn't know I needed.
What?
Andor versus Jabba. That would be a good encounter.
Well, I just
a battle of dialogue. A battle
when
of wits.
Dialogue? Jabba doesn't
that
speak English.
Yeah, we're on fucking A New Hope is like days away. What are you talking about? Jabba's in control.
He's Boba's happening.
Yeah.
I only want it simply so Diego Luna can finally touch Jabba the Hutt.
OG
I know he wants
Boba
to so bad.
Yes.
Also, have you heard about how Diego Luna thought that R2-D2's name was Arturito, which means Little Arthur.
Little Arthur. Little Arthur.
So sweet.
Yes, if you're watching us live, we'll be live for Group Steam in about 2 hours, a little under 2 hours. But thank you all for watching, and we will see you soon.
Spoiler mode, final warning, spoiler mode, activated.